their families. Protect the rights of people with mental health problems and reduce stigma. Provide quality mental health services within the community as close as possible to the residential place. Promote treatment for persons with addiction in the mental health system. Develop human resources in the mental health system and regulate, manage, control, and ensure financial resources to the mental health system. The promotion of mental health has been further prioritized in the National Strategy for Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases in Georgia 2023-2030 and the related action plan for 2023-2025, as outlined in the Strategic Objective 1.6, which envisages the following interventions: raising the population awareness of mental health issues and services, reducing mental health-related stigma, analyzing the causes of mental health problems, and identifying the risk groups, preventing suicidal behavior through the improvement of research and data collection, the development of targeted programs and training of health professionals. The improvement of the health and well-being of young people is one of the strategic priorities of the youth policy concept of Georgia for 2020 and 2030, as well as a respective strategy approved by Parliament of Georgia. Among the expected outcomes of this priority direction is the improvement of youth mental health through education activities, stigma reduction, development coping skills, enhancing positive parenting practices, and establishing and improving mental health services accessible to young people and tailored to their needs. We have, yesterday I mentioned that we have special state program for mental health, which includes, which currently covers a wide range of mental health services, such as community outpatient services, community-based mobile team services for people with severe mental illness, psychosocial rehabilitation services, daycare centers for persons under 18 years of age, crisis intervention services for persons aged 16-65, psychiatric inpatient services for children, adolescents, and adults, shelter service for disabled persons with mental health problems. Children mental health component of the state mental health program in particular envisages the assessment diagnosis of the condition of patients under 18 years of age who have changes in mental state and behavior, deterioration of social functioning and maladaptation in accordance with the nosologies defined by this program, which is provided in the daycare centers. And these conditions include neurodevelopmental and psychiatric team services, provision of medicines, clinical laboratory examinations, consultations of other medical specialists based on doctor's prescription. This is regarding mental health. And finally, I will answer the question regarding STDs in Georgia. We have two national strategies, National Maternal and Neonatal Health Strategy 2017-2030 with respective action plans, and the National HIV-AIDS Strategy 2023-2025 and the respective action plan. We have also guidelines for quality care, National Protocol on Antenatal Care, National Guideline for Elimination of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV and Syphilis, consolidated guideline for the use of antiretroviral drugs for HIV/AIDS treatment and prevention. And at the same time, these activities are supported by state programs, which covers a wide range of services, such as state maternal and child health program, covers hepatitis B and C for mothers, screening hepatitis for hepatitis B and C for mothers and newborns, and hepatitis B immunoglobulin for newborns from positive mothers, HIV screening testing for both mothers and newborns, syphilis screening and confirmatory testing and treatment of both mothers and newborns, The state HIV/AIDS program fully covers confirmatory testing for both mothers and newborns, follow-up visits, 80% of medication with 20% share from Global Fund, voluntary HIV counseling and testing, outpatient services for patients with HIV/AIDS, outpatient services for patients, procurement, inpatient services for patients with HIV/AIDS, diagnostic and treatment services for sexually transmitted infections, HIV/AIDS prevention among injecting drug users and commercial sex workers, MSM, transgender persons, high-risk groups, educational services related to disease prevention and diagnostics for injecting drug users in two regions of Georgia, Samegrelo and Adjara regions. The state universal healthcare program fully covers treatment for acute hepatitis B. The state immunization program fully covers hepatitis B vaccination. Interestingly, this year, Georgia is preparing and is planning to apply for the triple elimination of hepatitis B, vertical transmission, mother-to-child transmission of hepatitis B, HIV, and syphilis. Thank you very much.